Today we will read from 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 22 through 26. Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not quarrel. Instead, he must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. Those who oppose him, he must gently instruct, in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth, and that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil, who has taken them captive to his will. Difficulties and struggles and those who oppose what we believe, those who oppose what we say, those who even get violent around us in opposition of God's truth. Our first initiative or our first thought process, our knee-jerk reaction, if you will, is to defend, is to rise up and not defend necessarily God, but defend our truth, defend our stance. Wise people realize that removing themselves physically from temptation often can be the most courageous action to take. Timothy, a young man, was warned to flee anything that produced evil thoughts. Do we have, or do you have, a reoccurring temptation that is difficult to resist? Remove yourself physically from any situation that stimulates your desire to sin. Sin, anger, is a sin, right? Unless it's righteous anger. Knowing when to run is as important in spiritual battle as knowing when and how to fight. And as a teacher, Timothy helped those who were confused about the truth. We are to do the same. Paul's advice here to Timothy and to all who follow God's truth is to be kind and gentle, patiently and courteously explaining the truth. Good teaching, following God's word, never promotes quarrels or foolish arguments. No matter where we are, whether we're a teacher, whether we're leading a Bible study, whether we're leading our relationship with God, which we all should be by reading God's word and spending time in prayer. Remember to listen to people's questions and treat them respectfully while avoiding foolish debates. Remember to listen to understand, not speak to be heard. And don't get caught up in the world's turmoil of trying to prove your point. Do it out of gentleness and respect after listening. And if you do this, those who oppose you will be more willing to listen what you have to say. And perhaps, possibly, turn from their error, turn from their worldly ways. We know that this world is against God. This world is against Jesus. And as a result, because we're Christ followers, is against us. And those mounting difficulties worldwide, nationwide, want to distract. Satan wants nothing more than to distract our attention and our vertical relationship with God through the saving power and grace of Jesus, to carry out that new command, to love others as I have loved you. Jesus' own words. Because if we love that way, they will know who my disciples are, and therefore will prayerfully know the truth. You know, God leaves us here to do exactly that, to carry out that new command he talked about in John 13, 34 and 35. Loving them that way. By that, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Let's go out and make it a wonderful, God-filled day, loving those, even in the opposition. Because you know what? God loves the world. And our job, our responsibility, if you will, is, because we're here, is to help others see, feel, and experience him. And that's not running into a mob declaring the truth. It's not hiding away. It's elevating him in all situations. Have a wonderful God-filled day.